Hey, Chris D'Altino, have a seat, buddy. I've stalled long enough.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Lots to talk about.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Nice Nice to see you, and it's been a little while.
Yeah, pull right up nice and close to that microphone.
There we go.
Busy guy.
A little bit.
You watching any of the games last night?
I didn't, actually, because I ended up, I was out of town and I was driving.
I haven't watched one single game yet.
Really?
Especially with this new format. They had all these peon teams mm-hmm. playing to get into the first round. Who wants to watch these teams that nobody's heard about play each other and then get into the first round of the tournament and then get killed?
Well, I know, and but it's all exciting, especially for some of these smaller schools who've never had the opportunity to be in there. So
yeah, could you imagine going to like just this rinky-dink school in like Wichita?
Exactly,
and then going to the tournament. That's cool
with the national spotlight on you.
Yeah, yeah, but you know the other big story that came out the other day was Jalen Rose of the Michigan basketball team came out on ESPN. He's a commentator, and he right. said, "Any black player that goes to Duke is an Uncle Tom."
I didn't even hear that. You're kidding
me,
right?
Yeah, I cannot. I love Michigan basketball.
So do I, but
I love Michigan basketball. But
inappropriate on just about every level you can even imagine.
And so Grant Hill, one of the best Duke players of all time,
exactly.
called him out and said, "What are you? I take offense to that." And
yeah.
so Jalen Rose goes, "Well, you're an Uncle Tom then."
Wow.
Yeah, unbelievable. Wow. Madness.
I didn't see that. I'll have to catch up on,
yeah,
on YouTube.
It is. That's where I saw it. Somebody. Another reporter goes, "Man, did you hear what Jalen Rose said?" I said, "No." I go, "Whoa. I can't back you up on that one, Jalen."
No.
I just can't do it. So, it's got to be a busy time of the year. Spring, you have another business yourself.
Well, I own a company, or president of a company called Claim Solutions, where yep. we represent people that have insurance claims, and it's been an active year for us. Especially
no,
given the fact that so many people have had so many claims this winter. Actually, many of the major insurance companies have set up what's called catastrophe operations because there was just an overabundance of claims, so they bring adjusters in from outside the area. And most of it is somewhat minor. It was ice backups and
right.
and weight of ice and snow claims, but some of them could be significant. And now we're seeing